I've used it in a different sort of way. I've used it with my dad. We've used it as like a bonding experience, if you could say. I mean, not common or not oftenly, but we have actually used it together.
You and your dad smoke cannabis together?
Yeah, he's a doctor. So he's used it not when he was actually studying. He used it once he's made it in life.
Oh, that's very interesting.
He's used it in a medicinal way as well, because he understands how to use it properly.
And your dad, who is he's a medical doctor, is he?
Yes.
And your dad, who's a medical doctor, he doesn't think that it's harmful to his son at 21 to sit and have a joint with him?
No, not if it's done properly.
Well, how is it done properly? What's the difference?
Well, I don't use it commonly. I don't abuse it. I don't sit down and smoke my lungs out. I have a joint. We eat some food. We talk about life. I mean, I'm meeting the next week. That is our thing.
Right. And how often do you and your dad smoke cannabis together?
Probably once or twice a month.
Right. But so it's rather like, for example, I might meet my dad for a pint at the pub.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, definitely.
But rather than that, you and your dad meet and smoke cannabis together.
Yeah.
And you just chat about everything, and it doesn't cause you any kind of harm whatsoever?
Not at all. I mean, if anything, I've noticed my mood changes during the actual usage as a positive effect. But I've heard people, and I've seen people get into this state of panic and fear. And I don't know if it's an individualistic thing, but it has not got that negative effect on me.
What kind of doctor is your dad?
A psychiatrist.
Your dad is a psychiatrist and he smokes, but surely he must encounter on a daily basis people coming to him that have psychological problems, and some of that must be cannabis related, no?
Definitely. And he's seen people these people have this common factor of usage at such a young age and at such a huge amount.
But why would he then want to take something? And why would he want his son to use something that he has seen having a negative effect on other people?
Because we've seen it have positive effects on people. I mean, there's many people that we know about who use it and it doesn't affect them in a negative way. I've seen teachers, head teachers, lawyers, pharmacologists. I've seen people in society use it, but they don't talk about it because they're scared of this negative image that's been forced upon them through the media. They can't openly say, yes, I have used it, because people judge them. That's the thing.